I have a feeling this is gonna be a great show.
Okay, I'm ready. Who could that be, Gumby?
I'm not expecting anyone. Are you? Come in.
Rhino Claymation Man just jumped into the television. Well, good morning, children. It's time for another episode of Gumby for the Visually Impaired. Well, let's watch an old classic, shall we? This one is called Moon Trip. Very classic, surreal, claymation animated cartoon for everybody. Now, as you know, Gumby for the Visually Impaired are for those who wish to know what's going on in a Gumby cartoon, but because of their own impairment, can't see what's going on, so they need a little vocal advice. It's sort of like a audio button that you get on DVDs for movies, and they describe what's going on in the movie. And it's also for those who can see, their eyeballs are working, but they just get a little bit creeped out by Gumby cartoons, and so they'd rather hear about the story than have to watch the visual manifestations of Art Clokey's surreal claymation world, which he forces upon us in his own strange way. Here's Moon Trip, and we'll take you Moon Trip Part 1, actually. It says Moo Rip, then Gumby comes in and adds an N and a T, and now it says Moon Trip. There's Gumby, early episode where he has little cinnamon balls for eyeballs, and he's looking at a telescope. And he's smiling at the camera, and then now he's looking through the... Oh, there's a creepy-looking moon with a strange face. Looks like poorly drawn on a cookie. Now he's looking down, and he's looking around at a helicopter and space rockets and some kind of bulbous thing. And his hands are up like a zombie. Good Lord, he's strange in these early cartoons. His hands are on his hips. He eyeballs the helicopter, then the spacecraft, then the bulbous thing that looks like a space shuttle made out of yellow Tupperware balls. He's climbing up into the spacecraft.
Oh, boy!
Oh, he does talk in this one. He says, oh, boy. And he looks at the inside. It's a wonderful spacecraft, something Carl Sagan would be proud of. And he's looking at his gyroscope thingy-me-gee, smiling in that strange way he smiles. I wish you people with impairment could see the way he smiles. It's kind of creepy, so you people who can't handle the creepiness, just know he's smiling creepy. And his mouth is sort of like yellow Play-Doh, like spaghetti. And they've added animation to the space shuttle. His parents are looking up a little concerned because Gumby's sweating. I don't know how they got that. It must have been honey on his... Clear honey. No, probably epoxy. Oh, good Lord. His parents just melted and then popped up again to avoid the space shuttle swooping down. The father, with a Ronald Reagan haircut, jumps into a sports car right out of a sports car toy box, thinking he can maybe drive to the moon or something to save Gumby. I don't know. There goes the space shuttle. Too late. Gumby's off. Once again, the father has to melt to avoid the swooping spacecraft because it's a playful, kind of a irritatingly teasing kind of a space. Now he's up in space. And there goes the United States of America and the globe. It looks like a globe you'd see in any schoolroom. Beware, it says. Asteroids ahead, it says, on the meter that Gumby's looking at. He doesn't care. The asteroid has a scary-looking face on it, coming towards him. Danger signal is blip. Oh, my goodness. Gumby's eyes got really big. He's scared. Is he going to have to blow up the... what's he going to do? There comes the evil-looking asteroid. What is happening now? Oh, whew. He said that. I said it at the same time. He missed the asteroid. Didn't have to blow it up. Didn't have to kill the asteroid. Now he's headed towards a creepy-looking moon that looks like a big cookie. Hits a button called cruise. Slow land. He hits a button, says slow land, and now he's going into some craters that look like white clay. There's the Tupperware space shuttle landing with animation fire coming from the butt of the space shuttle. It's about to land. It's blue little smoke coming. It's touching down. And slow. Oh, it looks very effective. I'm sure Art Clucky was proud of this one. Gumby looking. Gumby saying, phew. Looks worried, concerned. He's opening a hatch, which allows Gumby to leave the space shuttle. He has
oh,
no.
Boy.
He has no. Good news. Good Lord, he's making weird sounds as he hits the ground and scratches his butt. That was pretty risque for back then. Warning, you are 6 times lighter. Use these weights. A sign says, use these weights, and an arrow pointing to a bunch of black balls that he puts around his waist so that he will stay on the moon because of the gravity, the lack of gravity. Bunch of explosions, bunch of little triangles coming up. Uh-oh. The space shuttle's destroyed by the explosions. I don't know where those explosions came from. There's a bunch of strange Star Trek types triangle things that come up. Almost like tumors on the moon. Orange tumors. Uh-oh, eyeballs are coming out of the tumors. The tumor is... Gumby's leaning on one of them, and then it fades out. And we go to the next scene.
Here comes another adventure with our son Gumby and his friends.
I'm so proud of our boy.
That's very strange. The next one's called Gumby on the Moon, but we only have time for one episode. Wow, what a cliffhanger. The last scene we saw was Gumby leaning against one of the orange triangles, which eyeballs popped out of, and then it just shoots right back to the parents, totally calm, sitting in their living room, saying, let's wait for another Gumby episode. What did we learn from this episode, children? We learned, first of all, that sometimes our parents are oblivious to the trauma that we're going through because they have their own concerns. We learned that you cannot always rely on NASA technology. The spacecraft Tupperware thing blew up from explosions. We don't know where they came from. And we also learned that Gumby, in the early episodes anyway, didn't talk very much. He just said, oh boy, wow. And I don't think he said, this is keen. He says, this is keen in a lot of episodes, but not this one. Anyway, we learned that Gumby is in trouble and his parents just don't care. Kind of indicative of 21st century modern America, maybe. I don't know. It's almost as if Art Clokey was a foreseer, a seer, a prophet, if you will, of what is to come in America these days. Of course, this story continues, and we'll try to follow it up with future episodes. But right now, we have to get into music. And we thought we'd start the program out with something familiar, but right now I hear some cows coming. And Gumby for the visually impaired.
Split the praises, you mule hip cayuses! Woohoo! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mouth men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree. It's time for Peter Gumby's Trail Week.
cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call.
To be pro-life.
On the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life?
On the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life?
On the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life?
Repeat.
Mike Huckabee called me this morning. I gotta say his recording was kinda boring. He asked me if I agreed with funding for abortions. Mike Huckabee, have you got nothing better than this crap you do with your time? Mike Huckabee, could you be just a sanctimonious waste of my time? Of my time. Well, we all know Romney's in the wings with Paul Ryan and his Ann Ryan sings. Oh, we know their song, we've heard it all so long. It's the gospel of selfishness. It's the what's in it for me. As long as I make a certain amount of money, and we'll use abortion as a heart-tugging issue for the fundamentalist Christian and their Kleenex tissue for the babies that will never be Huckabee. Have you got nothing better to do than to call me with your boring message of, do you believe in babies? Well, I do. But more importantly, Huckabee, more importantly, Romney, more importantly, all of the, I believe in the babies that are in front of you, in front of me, in front of you, in front of thee, oh Romney, Huckabee, and the rest. Won't you take care of all our best? See, I'm pro-life, I'm pro-child too, but the only difference between me and you is I wanna fear the ones that are here. 'Cause let's face it, if a woman wants an abortion, she's gonna get it anyway, anyway. You rich people go to Switzerland. Oh, that was depressing. This is Richard Attenborough, and we're inside the brain of Ayn Rand, author of Atlas Shrugged. There are cobwebs and decaying bones and decrepit pieces of snot everywhere, and oh, we're not in Ayn Rand's brain at all, but Paul Ryan's brain. And Rand Paul's brain. Why, there's always a Rand and a Paul in these disgusting, festies-filled garbage dumps of brains. Rands and Pauls. Fascinating. Fascinating. Well, this is all in my next episode on BBC America. Stay tuned. Oh, this is... Oh, I just stepped in a big do of some kind of selfish crap.
Only you men feel the same. must guard most every heart that's ever broken. Was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
You'd think that people would have had enough of silly love songs. But I look around me and I see it isn't so. Some people wanna feel the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that? I'd like to know. 'Cause here I go again. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I can't explain the feelings plain to me. Now can't you see? Ah, she gave me more. She gave it all to me. Now can't you see? What's wrong with that? I need to know. 'Cause here I go again. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Love doesn't come in a minute. Sometimes it doesn't come at all. I only know that when I'm in it, it isn't silly. No, it isn't silly. Love isn't silly. At all. How can I tell you about my loved one? How can I tell you about my loved one? How can I tell you about my loved one? How? How can I tell you about my loved one? I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you. I can't explain the feelings plain to me. Say, can't you see? Ah, he gave me more. He gave it all to me. Say, can't you see? I can't explain the feelings plain to me. Can't you see? How can I tell you about my loved one? I love you. You'd think that people would have had enough of silly love songs. But I look around me and I see it isn't so. Oh, no! Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that?
Because here I go again.
Then I know how Phil Spector feels now.
Okay, take three. I think this will make people happy. You'd think that people would have had enough of silly love songs. But I look around me and I see it isn't so. Oh no. Some people want to fill the world. What's wrong with that? Silly love songs. And what's wrong with that?
I'd like to know. 'Cause here I go again.
I love you.
I can't explain the feeling that's playing to me. Now can't you see? Now can't you see? She gave me more and gave it to me. Now can't you see? Now can't
what's you wrong see? With that? I need to know.
Cause here I go. Love doesn't come any minute. Sometimes it doesn't come at all. I only know that when I'm soaking in it. It isn't silly. No, it isn't silly.
Love
it isn't silly at all. Gonna put a chill up people's spines.
It's gonna break their eardrums.
It's gonna make people fall in love. That's what's wrong with the world. Is I'd like to know.
Then the stupid love songs? I mean, silly love songs?
Okay, play it.
All right. I can't wait to hear this.
Spreading its scent through the soft summer breeze, and my open
Yeah. Press 1 now to donate to Elegant Rossi and fight against the election campaign. Again, press 1 to donate now to Elegant Rossi or press 9 to unsubscribe. Calls may be monitored or recorded to provide you with a quality experience.
Efforts to Elegant Rossi and Paul Ryan. We have our brand new Romney Ryan 2012 bumper stickers, and we'd love to send you one for donating with us today.
I'd love one of those. I'd like a Romney Paul Ryan sticker.
All right, sir. Can we count on you for a gift of $100, $200 or more?
The stickers cost that much?
No, sir. That's just a donation that we're asking for.
For a bumper sticker? I could maybe give a couple dollars. Could I give $5 for the sticker?
Certainly, sir. We can go ahead and put you down for a $5 contribution.
Actually, I only got two. Would two be enough? Would that pay for it?
Hold on for just a moment, sir. Let me look that up for you.
Thank you. I really want one.
Sir?
Yeah?
I do believe it has to be at least $3 to receive the bumper sticker.
Oh, man.
I'm not 110% sure. I can't find that information, and I do apologize.
Does it cost $3 to make them? Can I send you $2 now and owe you a dollar later, maybe?
Hold on, sir. Get that confirmation real quickly. I do apologize again for the inconvenience.
Okay, do you think Mike Mitt will win?
As long as we get what we need to get done, sir, we've got a very powerful ad campaign we're pushing right now that we're trying to get him put into the office because Obama can't go back in another year.
Yeah, Obama's really weird, isn't he?
You could look at it that way, yes, sir. I could definitely agree with that.
Yeah, weird. Like commie. Communist.
I understand, sir.
I know you do. So do I. So I'll send you a dollar, okay?
Sir, I believe it is $3 for that bumper sticker, but I can put in a request for you, sir.
Yeah, I actually only got a dollar. I just checked my wallet.
All right, sir.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, I'll put you in for that.
Okay, bye-bye. Romney. Bye-bye. Ryan. Oh, he was a nice man.
Hello, I'm a sad, lonely man. Hello. I'm doing the best I can. Hello, I hope you're doing fine. Hello, I hope you're drinking some wine. 'Cause my story might get a little depressing. My story might get a little sad. My story might get a little depressing. My story might sound to you kinda bad. Hello, my name's Bob, and I live in a one-room apartment. Hello, I've never had sex. Hello, I'm living in a stupid department. Of a complex department complex. Hello, my girlfriend broke up with me after about 7 days. Hello, everything went pretty crappy. After I started telling her about my hello, everything from that day went pretty bad. Don't be sad, drink another sip of wine. Take another sip of wine. It's okay, I'm fine. Stereo system. Hello, my name's Bob. I live in a one-room apartment. Hello, I already told you that. Sorry to be so repetitive and boring. Please be my friend. Please be my friend. Please be my friend. I'll play you my best records. My best songs. I'll play you my best CDs. I'll play you my best cassettes from high school. Thank you for listening.
I have never been a quitter.
So-called buddy never called me back, called me back, called me back. My so-called buddy never called me back. I don't know what to think about that. I could have been croaking on the floor of my flat, the floor of my flat, the floor of my flat. I could have been croaking on the floor of my flat. The butter never called me back. Then again, he could have troubles himself, troubles himself, troubles himself. Then again, he could have troubles himself. I better try him once more. Going through a bitter divorce, a bitter divorce, a bitter divorce. He could be going through a bitter divorce or a quadruple bypass. Or maybe his mother ran afoul of the law, afoul of the law, afoul of the law. Maybe his mother ran afoul of the law. You never know with that gang. Could have slid into a society scene, society scene, society scene. He could have slid into a society scene and left his old friends behind. My so-called buddy never called me back, called me back, called me back. My so-called buddy never called me back. I don't know what to think about that. The bugger never called me back. I better try him once more.
You do okay, call me back.
What do you mean you can't get it to me by Friday? Well, let me go around you and talk to your supervisor, okay? I'll get myself by you pronto.
What do you want for lunch?
Smelts and a Coke. Hi, who's this? Stan, hang on a sec, I'm just writing that down. S-T-A-N, Stan. Oh, who am I? Well, I just say that I'm your worst nightmare, Stan. I'm calling from Bella's Trucking, see? You got a package of mine hung up in customs, and I gotta get it, my friend. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to take my package and move it ahead of the other stuff, okay? Do you follow? My stuff goes first, all right? Aw, don't give me that. Who do you think you're dealing with here? I'm a veteran in this business. You're not just messing with some kid. I'm 40 years old. That's 40 winters, my friend, and I survived them. God's sake. Show some respect. I learned my business in the Army. Yeah, in the Army. So don't try and tell me it can't be done. I've seen too much crap already. I used to deliver it, as a matter of fact. And another thing, Stan, that you don't know is that I used to do your job. And even if that is a lie, you're too goddamn young to know it, all right? So don't tell me I can't get that done, sir, goddammit. I'm a businessman. I'm chairman of the city trucking council. I belong to other organizations you've never even heard of. I'm a frequent flyer. Yeah, that's right. I'm a frequent flyer. I bet I could put that whole goddamn office of yours up for the weekend in the Sudbury Resort and still have enough points left over to go to Paris. And you're gonna tell me that can't be done? You're gonna tell me that when over 20 women have called me lover and I've clove unto them as the Bible says? Yeah, clove unto, yeah, I've read the Bible. Yes, I'm well read. I look good in red. I pay my taxes on demand. I shook Pierre Trudeau's hand back in 1981, and that's the same hand that's holding this phone. You're goddamn right, you'll see what you can do. Okay, call me back.
Boy, do I need this. Today's just been nuts.
Oh, tell me about it.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Take it! Oh!
Oh! Oh, I love it!
Oh, all
right. Ooh la la.
Love was just a glance away, a warm embracing, bracing dance away. Yes, indeed. Ever since that night we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so.
Oh, they're still together.
The strangers in Dooby dooby doo. Do do ya do ya do dee 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 da. Dooby dooby doo. Da 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 dee 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 do 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 do. I think we've got a take.
Kids, it's time for the end of another show. It's time to hit the happy trails and get back to work. Tomorrow's another working day, kids. Let's go through the playlist. We just heard Strangers in the Night, sung by yours truly, Pinecone Pete. Before that, we heard Sick and Tired by the Cardigans. Before that, we heard we heard Trucking Company. It was a skit by Kids in the Hall. And then Cardigan, Sick and Tired, Call Me Back, Bruce Coburn was right after that. We're getting a little jumbled here, but we're running out of time, so let's keep moving. Hello, I'm Bob, and Bygones, both of those songs were by yours truly. And before that, we heard something that I don't know the title or the song. I'm sorry, I just have a CD, but it was a cool song. And we heard, it wasn't God who made Honky Tonk Angels by the lovely Kitley Wells. And before that, we heard, I think somewhere in there, we heard Silly Love Songs, sung by our wonderful Silly Love Songs choir of Mike Cram, Susan Ammon, and Nina. She just goes by Nina. Sounds like she's going to be another Cher. And we began the program with Satisfaction by one of our favorite groups, Devo. They have a wonderful new video and song about Mitt Romney stuffing his dog on the top of a car that you gotta check out. Well, folks, doggy dreamers, cowpokes and cowgirls and cowboys, everybody get back into your bunks and get ready for another day of cattle rousing and cattle milking and whatever you gotta do to make a living. And this is your old pal Pinecone Pete saying, see you next week. Stay tuned for Rural War Room and a variety of other programs like This American Life and Garrison Keillor's news from Lake Wobegon and old time radio shows. You know, the same old standbys. We love you. And whether you like us or not, we just have to accept it that way sometimes. It's called moving on. Let's move on. Happy trails. Happy trails. Despite the weather.
Boy.